Страницы 901-902. 4. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух диалоги.
1.
Excuse me, could you tell me where the British Airways counter is?
Certainly. Can you see the escalator over there?
The escalator? Yes.
Well, go up the escalator and you will see the counter you're looking for. You can't miss it.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. 2.
Will you put your bags on the scales?
Shall I have my carry-on things weighed too?
Yes, sir. I'm afraid you'll have to pay extra.
How much?
$50, please.
Here you are.
Thank you. Where would you like to sit?
I'd rather have a window seat.
Okay, here's your ticket. And hurry up. Your flight's now boarding at gate 7.
3.
I wonder why they aren't making any announcements about flight 25 to Moscow.
Just a moment, madam. I'm sorry. There will be a 45-minute delay, so your flight will be boarding in about an hour.
Oh, I can't find my claim checks.
They're inserted in your tickets, madam.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Have a nice flight. 4. Going through the security check. Will you put all your hand luggage on the belt, sir?
Okay.
Now go through here. Are you wearing any metal, sir?
Metal?
Yes, this watch. Please take it off and step through here again. Now it's okay. Thank you. Here's your watch. Have a good flight.
Thanks.
A letter from the author of this book. Dear students, now the time has come to congratulate you again, because you have completed another important stage in your English. You are no longer beginners. You have practically covered all the essential rules of English grammar, and your vocabulary now exceeds 2,700 words. You have already learned enough general English to begin specialising in the English of your profession. This is not a bad result, and you have every reason to be satisfied. There is something, however, we must talk about very seriously. Unfortunately, there is no such thing as a stabilised state in your knowledge of the language. Like any activity requiring a skill, your ability to use English needs regular practice. You either go on acquiring knowledge, practicing and making progress, or you begin to forget what you've learnt and lose the skills, and very quickly at that. In other words, once you have started learning a foreign language, you shouldn't stop, otherwise you risk forgetting a great deal of what you know. Of course, it isn't always easy to find someone to speak to, but finding a good English book to read is no problem at all. When you read, you sometimes increase your vocabulary without even any special effort on your part. But don't forget that a new word is always worth looking up in the dictionary, especially if you're going to use it in your own speech. In addition to reading, which has always been a reliable way of increasing competence in a foreign language, there is something that only a modern learner can afford to do. It is listening to the radio and tapes and watching video films. These are opportunities not to be missed, because it's very important to learn to understand different varieties of natural spoken English, especially the two main ones, British and American. When you find it difficult to understand a tape or a film, don't be discouraged. Play it again and again until you understand it better. Regular listening will improve your ability to understand other speakers. And now, a few words about writing. We don't write as much as our grandfathers used to do, but writing is very important, particularly for a businessman. Technically, an exercise in writing is very simple. All you need is a paper and a pen, and if possible, someone to see if what you have written is correct. In brief, you have every opportunity to keep up your English and improve it. I wish you every success. Natalia Bonk.